Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The College of the Holy Cross Community in Worcester is mourning the loss of a student killed in a car crash in Florida. She was traveling there with members of the women's rowing team. The coach and six others remain hospitalized. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
Grace Rhett was a standout sophomore rower from Uxbridge. She had just turned 20. Rhett was in one of two vans transporting the rowing team yesterday morning. Witnesses say the crash happened when the van came into the path of a pickup truck when both vehicles had a green light. Dean of Students Michelle Murray says after hearing the news, those on campus gathered to remember Rhett. Murray calls her a light and an accomplished athlete who just set an indoor rowing world record.
She was incredibly passionate and hardworking. Many of you will have seen that, evidence of that, because she just set the world record for continuous erging, 62 hours and 3 seconds.
When she was profiled by WCV Television, Rhett said this about her accomplishment.
Physically, I knew I could do it. I knew it was going to be a total mental challenge. And a lot of my training, I'd like to be mental training to work on that mental toughness. So I thought it would be a good test of that.
And now the people who knew her have to mentally steel themselves as they mourn her loss. Students from the College of the Holy Cross don't return from winter break until next week, but counseling services are available. In Florida, Vero Beach Police Chief David Curry said the crash was tough for first responders who have children around the same age as Rhett.
So it hits home. It's real, and it's terrible, and it's a tragic event, and it's unfortunate, but it's real.
The college president led a delegation of school administrators to Florida to provide support for Rhett's family and the members of her crew team. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.